10 years ago when Noel and I worked together in another life, used to listen to that song, but you know, you don't listen to the words. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but I just picked up on some other words in this piece of music tonight. When the guy, the singer is saying he's with the high command. That's some scary stuff. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. And to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots all across this great republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening to the Flip Side. Robbie's out for the evening. And I don't blame him. I just finished up an hour ago sitting in for John Statmiller for a couple of hours and, frankly, have not been off this phone 5 minutes for the entire hour. So you think you get to tune in here and hear something new? It's going to be a rehash of some of the stuff we did on John's program a while ago because there's been no time to develop anything. Now, somebody's calling in on the Republic Trading Group line right now, and of course, it can't be answered. There's nobody here to answer it. So we ask you kind of hold your calls. If you're lucky, maybe it'll get forwarded on to Robbie. But I'll tell you what, we did a spectacular offering at the end of the last hour. And you know what? The audience has responded in a big, big, big way. There's been tremendous response to the offering. We're going to talk about it a little bit more later during this hour, but we're going to bring you up to date on some financial stuff. Gold in the aftermarket sitting at about 1550 right now. Silver end of the day just below $12. And a lot of people took advantage of this downward trend in the market today and picked up the phone and made that decision to call the Republic Trading Group and take advantage of the various different wares that we have to offer as it comes to the little yellow and silver stuff. Dink, certainly hope you'll do the same kind of thing. Hey, guess what? You're going to get to hear this live phone call. Watch this. Good evening. You've reached Republic Trading Group, but we are on the line. Can you hold your calls for about an hour? We're on the air right now. Yep, give me an hour. We're on the air. Sorry about that. That's one of those unusual things. But see, if I don't answer my company phone from Republic Broadcasting Network, it rotates out to Robbie. Well, it obviously rotated out, didn't get grabbed, so it's come back to me. That's one of those unusual times I will actually interrupt the broadcast. It will do that. And hey, stay with us. We're going to bring you up to date today. Gold retreated a little bit early today. Palladium is at a 2.5-month high. Don't really care about the palladium aspect, per se. That's a radio marketeer or profiteer's little sales gimmick. Gold resumed its losing streak today, dragged under by weak oil prices, about time, and a cooling economy. The benchmark December contract for bullion was losing $5.70 at $6.33 an ounce in recent trading. At end of the day, at $6.1550 today. This is the time to do it before it starts its autumn upward movement, ladies and gentlemen, and it will do so in the not-too-distant future. Look, we had the same thing happen this last August, a year ago. It vacillated in the 420 range for 2.5 months. Once we got into September, it began to move upwards. And by October, it was up even big time. So take advantage of it. Keep our phone number handy. We got some things we're going to share with you. We're going to go to a break here in just a couple of seconds, I hope, because I need it. I've got to go down the hall to the library.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dollar in, a dollar out. How does it just come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does it just come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
Interesting question that only can be posed by Willie Edwards. Jeff Bennett here tonight on the flip side. Thanks for having you with us. I don't know at what point we got cut off at the beginning of the commercials because I never heard the music creeping up. Talking a little bit about economics, where things were going, is I've shared with you, there may be some of you who I was privileged to have listening while I filled in for John Stadtmiller tonight. This hour is going to be an abbreviated version of very much the same program. This is the program I had scheduled to do tonight when Robbie said he wanted a night off. And I think that even if you'd listen to it, you may pick up by listening to it a second time. I'm not going to get into a whole diatribe in the early portions of this, but one of the things we talked about at the beginning of the National Intel Report was this latest credit card scam that is going around. And in essence, what happens is you're sitting home at dinner at night or whatever the case may be and getting ready to go to sleep. You get a telephone call purportedly from Visa and MasterCard from the security division. And the script basically goes something like, this is Joe Blow. I'm calling from the Security and Fraud Department of Visa. My badge number is 12460. Your card has been flagged for an unusual purchase pattern, and I'm calling to verify. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, please write this down. I'm going to give you an email address. I want you to, later in the program, send me an email requesting a copy of this transcript, because this is very important. If you have credit cards, or your family members do, or people you work with, you want to pass this on to them. If you don't, it could cost you big time. Let's continue with their little pre-packaged script. My badge number is 12460. Your card has been flagged for an unusual purchase pattern, and I'm calling to verify. This would be on your Visa or MasterCard, which was issued by, let's just say, Bank of America. Did you purchase an anti-telemarketing device for $498 from a marketing company based in Arizona? When you say no,
The caller then continues to say, then we will be issuing a credit to your account. This is a company we have been watching, and the charges range from $297 to $497, just under the $500 purchase pattern that flags most cards. Before your next statement, the credit will be sent to, and of course gives your address. Is that correct? Well, of course you say yes, because up to this point in time, he's verified everything. He's given you the proper address, given you the proper card number, everything. When you say yes, he says, I will be starting a fraud investigation on your behalf. If you have any questions, you should call the 1-800 number listed on the back of your card, 1-800-VISA or 1-800-MASTERCARD, whatever it happens to be, and ask for security. You will need to refer to this control number. The caller then gives you a 6-digit number. Do you need me to read it again? The caller asks. Now, here, ladies and gentlemen, is the very important part on how the scam works. The caller then says, I need to verify that you are in possession of your card. He'll ask you to turn your card over and look for some numbers. Now, there's 7 numbers on the back of those credit cards, ladies and gentlemen. The first 4 are part of your card number. In fact, they're the last 4 digits of your card number. The next 3 are the security numbers that verify you are the possessor of the card, the card holder. Now, these are the numbers you sometimes use to make telephone purchases or internet purchases to prove that you are the card holder. The caller, as part of the scam, then asks you to read the 3 numbers to him. Now, after you tell the caller the 3 numbers, he'll say, that is correct. I just needed to verify that the card has not been lost or stolen and that you still have your card. Do you have any other questions, Mr. Jones? Well, after you say no, the caller then thanks you and states, don't hesitate to call back if you do have any further questions, and he then hangs up. Well, here's the interesting part of the scam. You actually have said very little, and they never ask you or tell you the card number. But after people have been called, one particular caller, the author of this, by the way, this has all been verified by Snopes.com. The author of this piece I'm sharing with you called back within 20 minutes to ask a question. The real Visa Security Department told us that it was a scam, and in the past 15 minutes, since I had taken the call, a new purchase of $498 had been charged to the credit card. Now, that's the scam. A long story short, they made a real fraud report. They closed the account. Visa's now issued this guy a brand new number, which, by the way, actually puts a black mark on your credit report. It actually decreases your numbers ever so slightly. They don't care. All they're showing is one account's been closed and another one's been opened. Makes it look like you're maybe getting a little funky and wiggy about something. So by the time you see your statement, you're going to see charges for stuff you didn't make. Let me share this with you, if you would, because I've really tried to abbreviate this in the limitation of time. I want you to send me an email tonight, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. Request the transcript of this evening's credit report, or the credit card fraud report, and I will be glad to email that over to you. I actually was doing that throughout the course of John's program. This is information that you need to have shared with you. You know, we get on the air, we talk about the political woes and the problems and the economics, which we're going to do here in a few moments, but there are times that things like this come up, and we don't come to you and say, hey, beware. This is a fraud that I think needs to be shared with you. Thanks for allowing me to take this time. I hope it's of benefit. Once again, Jeff at rbnlive.com. I'll send over the transcript of the fraud report tonight. At least it's something you can print. It's something you can share with people. We go from there. By the way, if you're listening to us on the shortwave, certainly at 12.180, being simulcast also with our friends that I believe over at, you know, I've lost track. We've got so many frequencies going on. I'm not even sure what this other frequency is. Forget it. We're showing what, 5.745, 7.520. I don't know one from another. You know what? You'll find us out there. And we'll get it put together. I'm trying to get Robbie to clean things up on the site so people can find this program a little more readily. You are listening to The Flip Side. I'm Jeff Bennett. We're doing some stuff tonight. We're going to go in a slightly different direction. We're going to talk about economics, some of it historical, some of it otherwise. Certainly going to have a really fantastic offering at the last portion of the program. We've been very well received tonight. First time we've offered sovereigns on the air for about a month, and the buy that we made today was so unbelievable. People picked up on it right away, and even regular listeners, regular clients, saw the benefit of it and just picked up the phone and called and took advantage. So be ready for some of that if you're interested. 1972, the U.S. government told its foreign creditors to drop dead. Now, it doesn't say so out loud today, but now it's about to say the same thing once again to you and I, and to foreign holders of U.S. paper as well. Now, you see, that is what our faith-based global monetary regime has wrought, a massive increase in debts and obligations, and yet the question must be posed, who will pay the debt? Every public spectacle, my friends, is amusing in its own way, but all have the same basic theatrical elements. Each begins with an outright lie. It progresses into a farce and ends in disaster. The founding lies of the Fed are as follows. Number one, that a bank can create money out of thin air. That experts who cannot tell you whether oil is going up or down tomorrow can nevertheless manage an entire economy. And that a committee of bureau rats can cobble together a short-term lending rate better than the market itself. This same Fed, the Federal Reserve, has now turned the world economy into a financial circus. Accountants juggle the books. Deficits soar through the air like trapeze artists. The animals in the trading pits roar. The magicians try to convince the rubes, you and I, that they can't believe the evidence of their own eyes. And the clowns at the Fed pretend that they know what the hell they're doing. You see, the dollar today is so elastic that people think that the budget can be stretched like Lycra tights on a fat woman, and yet somehow it will snap right back into shape. They believe they can spend and spend and spend, and little daddy will never take the T-bird away, and we'll have fun, fun, fun. In the past 9 years, $40 trillion worth of new financial commitments have been added to Social Security and Medicare alone. Who is supposed to make good on those obligations? Well, the other thing we did during John's program is talked a little bit about, and by the way, anyone who requests the information on the credit card scam is also going to get this other piece because I've combined it. There's a couple of senators who have introduced legislation in the Senate that will prevent you and I, the average American citizen, from being able to get online to find out how our senators have squandered our money. This on top of the fact that some months ago, all of a sudden, we could no longer find out how much actual money was being printed by the Treasury, ostensibly for the Mint. Print it. Give it to them, let them loan it back to us. God, neat trick, you know? It's like having the Christians raise the lions, you know what I mean? Ultimately, they're all going to go into the big, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me here, I can't think. Colosseum. So the Christians raise the lions, and the Christians are raising their own demise. Because the Romans are going to throw them in the Colosseum, and the lions are going to devour that who raised them. Same thing. Treasury's printing money, giving it to the Fed so they can loan it. Use your own common sense. Gary North, writing a phenomenal column that certainly has its own unique connotations in the title alone. It's called Vox Populi, Vox Suckers. That's V-O-X. What is Vox Populi? The voice of the people. The louder it gets, the faster you should run in the opposite direction. 35 years ago this very week, Richard Milhouse Nixon went before the television cameras and announced that he was unilaterally ending the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold at the fixed price of $35 an ounce. Well, that was a punch in the solar plexus of central banks around the world, but it was the sucker punch against the American public. It's kind of a twofer, you know? Now, that announcement was the latest in a series of moves against the economic freedom of Americans. The government's war on the dollar then escalated in earnest. And today, if you want to use official statistics provided by the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, the American price level is 5 times higher than it was in 1971. You know, you can go to the government's own inflation calculator. You get online, go to www.bls.gov, G-O-V. Of course, if they change it, it could be www.bs.gov. You get my drift. The 1971 gold price, and this is where we begin our historical journey back to the days of Al Capone, Alphonse, Al Brown to some. The 1971 gold price had prevailed ever since 1934, the year after Franklin Delano Roosevelt had unilaterally confiscated gold coins and gold bullion owned by American citizens and U.S. residents. And as I teased during that hour, and I hope you're out there tonight, Fred, we could start a whole new program just talking about the word citizens and residents. But we're not going there tonight. That's coming soon. But Roosevelt grabbed the gold, nice guy that he was, paid the U.S. citizen $20 apiece for those old $20 gold coins. You don't believe me? Go look up Executive Order Number 6102. Now, as soon as the government had its hands on as much of the gold was likely to get from compliant, law-abiding citizens, it hiked the price to $35, immediately making the government's stash worth 75% more. Of course, they couldn't have waited a couple of weeks and given us the $35. No, they stuck it to us, as always. And believe it or not, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Roosevelt move by a vote of 5-4. It did so by ignoring the history of constitutional monetary law, a fact explained in 1,660 pages by Austrian economist and Harvard Law School graduate Edwin Vieira, in a book he wrote entitled Pieces of Eight, a book that ought to be put back in print. This official price hike produced a windfall profit for three major groups. Now think carefully. Who stood to gain the biggest amount by stealing from us? You got it. First of all, the thieving U.S. government. Secondly, investors in gold mining shares. And thirdly, all those Americans who basically thumbed their nose at the government and kept their coins. They made out. But you see, they took advantage of that one little clause that exempted the confiscation of gold coins if you were a coin collector. How many Americans did not cooperate, we will never know. Because it was all done in an area before coordinated paper trails and digital trails. But we do know this. You can still buy circulated U.S. $20 gold pieces for a very small premium above spot gold price. St. Gaudens might run a little bit more. And what it does indicate, though, is that the vast bulk of America's coins were sent out of the country to Switzerland, where coin dealers still buy them from. Yeah. It's amazing. There's a guy named Bert Blumert. Very, very big, big. He's considered the grand old man of retail gold coin dealers. Makes an interesting observation. Prohibition. You know what that is. It's when they stopped, prevented Americans from buying that who had, John? Prohibition ended in 1933. It never dawned on me until this very day. Prohibition ended the same year that the Roosevelt gang put prohibition on the ownership of gold. Criminal syndicates that had been violating the Constitution throughout Prohibition had brought in the booze from Canada and sold it all over this country. Oh, there's little doubt they were getting paid in gold and gold coins for most of that time period, from 1920 to 1933. They surely were not getting paid by check, and Massacod didn't exist back then. So when Britain demonetized the pound in 1931, that's right, the last year that the British gold sovereign was minted, and they refused to exchange gold for pounds sterling, any gangster who, and that's gangster, not gangsta, different color. Any gangster who understood politics, and to survive, the syndicates had to, could have seen what was coming. That the U.S. would soon demonetize gold. The wise ones among them figured out the second step, and that was a hike in the official price. You know, it's not just the mafia that did well. Joseph Kennedy. That's right. Had ships filled with Canadian liquor anchored off the shores of America just before the repeal of the 18th Amendment went into effect. Oh, my friends, he was not your average Joe. Of course, his sons weren't the average John, Bobby, or Teddy. Nothing average about Teddy. So the fact that you and I can still to this day buy American gold coin from the pre-1934 era is the mafia's gift to us. Thank you, Tony Soprano. The syndicates cleaned up in 34 at the expense of the average Joe who obeyed the law and turned in his coins for 20 bucks apiece. Such is the recurring history of a democratic civil government. Vox populi, vox suckers. No, that was not what you thought I said. It's V-O-X. Because the public and the people are suckers. Gary North continues with his story, saying sometime around 1965, my father-in-law, R.J. Rushdooney, persuaded a group of his followers to invite Mr. Blumert, who we spoke of earlier, to San Marino, California, to sell some of those pre-1933 gold coins. This is 1965, but I thought we couldn't own gold coins. Collectible pieces, alleged numismatic pieces, historical pieces, exempt from Roosevelt's grab, except for the stupid people that didn't understand what it meant. Blumert showed up at this show in San Marino with bags of coins, which were legal as collector coins. Biggest sale of gold coins in his career at the time, and he'd only been in business for about 6 years. You see, Blumert went into business about the time that I personally began to buy gold and silver coins, 59, 60, somewhere in that area. But you see, it wasn't just big for Blumert, it was big for the entire industry. In one single shot, he became the biggest retail dealer in American gold coins in this country. But how could it be? You see, because no one else in 1965 even knew these coins still existed. The market for gold coins deemed numismatic, collectible, pre-1934, was either for rare coins in superb condition or for the people buying one coin just to commemorate the birthday or a wedding date. The market for post-1933 foreign gold coins was illegal until 1954. You see, we forget that E.C. Hardwood of the American Institute for Economic Research in Great Barrington, Mass., was sent to jail during that time period for daring to sell to Americans paper certificates for gold bullion stored in Zurich. Now, San Marino, California, I don't know, you know, this stuff isn't even important. Let's skip over this stuff. San Marino was where the wealthiest residents of the San Gabriel Valley had lived. Rush Dooney had a few of the almost wealthy on his mailing list who attended his Sunday evening Bible studies. But mostly they were middle-class folks, some older, as North incorrectly and naively thought at the time. North says he was by then part of Rush Dooney's group, so he thought nothing of Blumert's event. It was not until, whoops, hey, it's break time. We'll be back with you. I hear the music this time, and we'll continue on with this interesting story. We got a little bit more to go with it and share some interesting options available for you tonight. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I love it. You guys are out there listening. I'll tell you what, we've got a heck of a lot of people that heard this stuff about this credit card scam. Believe it or not, I've got more requests for the credit card scam information through this program than even we did on John's 2 hours, which is one of the most well-listened to programs on the network. So I'm glad you guys are out there listening tonight. Thanks for being there. Let's go back to Gary North's story, because it has a very interesting and unusual ending, although the ending has not been, I can't say it hasn't been written yet. I think it has been written. Gary North is saying that this little event that took place in 1965, going to this great gold coin sale, he never thought a lot about it. He just said, oh, no big deal. But he said that just a couple of days ago, as he was discussing the history of the American gold coin with Bloomert, who's still with us, that he told North this story. His overnight elevation to number one in the gold coin retail market. There was no other dealer in this country at that time who could sell that many coins in one day. He says there was, and this is the key, this is what's paramount. By 1965, America had not been able to really own or buy gold coins for 32 years. He says there was universal amnesia in 1965 regarding gold coins as currency, much as we experience today as relates to silver coins as currency. The era of gold coins in circulation was no longer understood. Once again, vox populi, vox amnesiacs. You see, there was no perception that the coins could be a source of profits to speculators if the price of gold rose. Over the next few years, members of the John Birch Society in California also began to buy gold coins. By the way, their headquarters were also in San Marino, in California anyway. 2 years later, November 1967, the British government devalued the pound. Of course, the Chancellor of the Exchequer does exactly what our Chairman of the Federal Reserve does in this country today. They swear that this was not going to be done or even contemplated. A few weeks before the event, North attended the first international gold conference in history, sponsored by Harry Schultz, hard money newsletter publisher, held in L.A.
Gary North wrote about it in November of 1967 in an article entitled The Coming Credit Crunch. In that article, he made some suggestions and stated his opinions on what was about to happen in the next few years. Now let's go back. Immediately after the devaluation of the pound, gold began to rise in 1967. In 1968, the U.S. and European central banks imposed a two-tier gold market. Central banks could buy gold from the United States at $35 an ounce, but they agreed not to sell gold to the public at that price. Gold's free market price began to move up by a few dollars above $35, but still, the outflow of gold from the Treasury continued. And therefore, on August 15th of 1971, Nixon closed the gold window. I'm not going to get into the pros and cons of it tonight in any depth, but it really did have a mixed bag, ladies and gentlemen, because all these other central banks around the world, Russia, France, Britain, Germany, Japan, could all take their U.S. dollars and submit it to the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States of America, Inc., and demand payment in gold, and they had to do it. But you and I couldn't do it. And so the then Secretary of the Treasury, Tom Connolly, had sworn to the media for weeks that no such move of Nixon's type was being contemplated. North says he'll never forget the press conference on August 16th when he admitted openly that he had lied. My God, get a politician to go on the air today and admit he lied? Darn near every one of them could do it. And the average American would be too stupid to understand the importance of it. They would just blow it off. I never had sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Yeah, okay. If I had told the truth, Connolly said, there would immediately have been a rush by foreign central banks to buy all of our gold. The press nodded dutifully, and nobody in the mainstream media complained or even raised a question. Nixon did something else on that dastardly day. He froze all domestic prices. No discussion, no democracy, just one-man rule. Within days, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce backed this move against freedom, and so did the National Association of Manufacturers. Here's where it backfired. At that time around the country, the average cost of a gallon of gas was 35 cents. But in Southern California, there was a gasoline price war going on that week. Yeah, you could actually buy gas for 22 cents a gallon, a lost leader. And when Nixon extended his price freezes, his price controls, those gas stations got locked in. They could not raise it back to the 35 cents, and many of them went bankrupt. And my friends, that's when the shift to convenience store gas stations began. Profits on the sale of candy, packaged foods, sodas. It marked the end of the service station era. My God, you had to even start paying for road maps. North had predicted that move in a 1970 article in the Whole Earth catalog, and he had told readers to buy U.S. silver coins. Now, what Gary North says in this column, I have said to you many, many, many times over the years. In 1970... Gary North and I were buying British gold sovereigns for $10 a piece. An outrageous sum of money for that little gold coin. Well, Nixon went on to run back-to-back federal deficits in 70 and 71. They were considered staggeringly high in that era. You know, ever since the end of World War II, the largest one-year deficit had been $28 billion in 1968. In no other year did it reach double digits. The deficits receded for 2 years after 1972, and they jumped to $53 billion. 1975, they went to $66 billion in 1976 under Ford. And then under Reagan, they jumped to the $200 billion range by 83. In 1977, Gary North had publicly predicted a $200 billion deficit for 1984, and it arrived a year early. You see, my friends, that was an era of monetary inflation and price inflation. The Republic rats got most of the blame and deserve most of it, as they're going to get come this election year, I'm afraid. The Federal Reserve System under Arthur Burns and the forgettable G. William Miller destroyed the foundation of monetary stability, but only under Paul Volcker, beginning in the late 79, did the brakes get slammed on. And that led to the two worst recessions in post-war America that this country had ever seen, 81 and 82. And yet the dollar has continued to slide. The rate of depreciation has slowed, but it has not approached 0% per annum. The Federal Reserve always comes to the rescue in a recession, and in doing so, creates the misallocation of capital that produces the next recession. And so I ask you, as does Gary North, what lies ahead? He says we are in an economy comparable to the one facing Johnson and Nixon. We're at war in two countries. The U.S. government is running huge deficits, but unlike that era, Americans are corporately running balance of payments deficits in the range of $750 billion a year. And yet, he says, long rates are dropping, mortgage rates are dropping. Why? Because of a perception of a looming economic slowdown. Investors are looking for ports in the looming storm, and 30-year bonds and mortgages seem to provide a safer haven than other markets. Can you imagine buying a 30-year bond today and sticking, what, $100,000 into it? And finding out 10 years later that you, or 30 years later, that the $100,000 won't buy what it did the day it went in? Hold the caller till I get through what I have to finish up here. The recession of 1970 scared Nixon into running back-to-back deficits after a small surplus in 69, counting the debt-based Social Security surplus as true revenue. That was Lyndon Johnson's statistical gift to the voters, which the Republic rats in Congress accepted. Once again, vox populi, vox suckers. The next recession will produce the same sort of response, my friends, but next time there will be no restraint provided by even the dim remnant of a gold standard, as there was in 68 and 71. Next time there will be no trade surplus, as there was in that era. Next time there will be no semi-balanced federal budget to use as a launching pad for fiscal red ink, as there was in 1970. Next time there will be no mainstream media monolith to cover up the truth, thank God to people like Lou Dobbs. Next time there will be a more shallow reservoir of trust to tap into. Next time a significant percentage of the populi is less likely to be suckered. You see, we are in a unique period, my friends. The deficit numbers are shouting yellow alert, and yet the markets have not blinked. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is still flirting with 11,000. The Sucker and Punch 500, that's S&P, is still playing peekaboo with 1,300, but both averages are stuck in a rut. Meanwhile, the lake of aging post-depression baby boomers is rising behind the earthen dam of Medicare and Social Security. That pressure is statistically inevitable and politically unstoppable. We can all hear the creaking of the dam. And yet the vast majority of voters believe that there's some painless solution that the government will figure out, which as yet is not visible. And they have yet to figure that when the government figures out a solution, it'll cost us more. Vox populi, vox suckers. We have seen, North concludes, the steady erosion of the dollar's purchasing power since Johnson's Great Society. It became visible in 68, accelerated in 71, went over the top in 79 and 80, and since then the erosion has slowed, but only by comparison to what took place in the aftermath of the two-tier gold markets of 68. The history of the demise of the dollar is the history of the replacement of a gold coin standard with the Federal Reserve System. The decline began in 1914. 1914, in the midst of World War I, the same year that the French ceased production of gold coin for commerce, the French rooster. But all of this has come in waves of depreciation and depression. And now, as always, I suggest you pay no attention to the people, to the vox populi, except to run the other way. Whatever they do, do the opposite. For my friends, we are on the cusp of the dollar's next great decline. Gary North, published 2 days ago. I'm told we have a caller. I will take that one call, and then I have to also take care of some business for the network. Is the caller still with us?
I'm here, Jeff.
How are you? Who are we speaking with?
Fred in Philadelphia.
Glad to have you join us, Fred. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. A first-time caller to the flip side.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. What's on your mind this evening?
I think that the coin, the gold coins, the silver coins are going to be with buying prudently, or they're going to be something that's going to be good for everyone across the economic spectrum, not just investors, but people who just don't have any faith in the currency, which really is basically anybody who wants to build up any kind of capital at all. So I would think that,
Fred. My biggest problem, I think, with most people who buy gold, they come in with this little thing that I like to call the Midas touch. They're going to buy it. They're going to rub their hands together and think it's going to be worth a ton of money. Mm-hmm. It may be, but that's exactly the problem. It's going to take a ton of money to buy the gold piece. It's a security measure. That's why people should have it. Gold may quadruple in value, but that doesn't mean you're going to buy any more goods.
But
it's going to allow you to buy at least the same amount of goods and services that you would have when you first started out.
Yeah, and also the fact that you're going to need it to give to your children. I don't think that bonds are, you know, the usual basket of stocks that you're led to buy are going to retain value like gold.
I would obviously tend to agree. I mean, I certainly represent Republic Trading Group, and I don't know how long you say you're a first-time caller, but I don't know how long you've been listening to us at the network. I started buying silver when I was 10, gold at the age of 12, and it wasn't. I was taught some very interesting economic lessons, and those lessons that I was given have all come to pass in this past 40-odd, nearly 50 years. It has been surprising. I continue to do what I do. Not so much for myself, but it really has now come down to for my children and my grandchildren. They are going to need the benefits of that which I've been able to thankfully provide them for. There's been times in my life I've had to liquidate some of it, Fred, because, you know, a new roof was needed on the house and I didn't have the cash. But that was the whole point. I had it there. It was there for me when I needed it. Those are the reasons people should have gold and silver. I'm not saying put 100% of your money in gold and silver. As long as they can keep propping this stupid system up, yeah, there's still some money to be made in the stock market if you do your own homework and stop taking the advice of the brokers.
And I don't think that there's going to be a measure coming down the pike that will prevent you from selling the coins that you've purchased, because if that were possible, that would basically that would just simply be an admission from the government that they can't do anything in our interest, and they're only looking out for their interest.
Which is basically true anyway.
Now, I was wondering if you had that Senate bill, the number of it.
I don't think I've got it right in front of me. Wait a minute. Oh, this is the one that is the two senators that are playing this stupid little game. They want to block our ability. It's actually not yet under the heading of SB. It's currently called an S, as in Sam, 2590. Which would, you know, what they're doing is they've put a secret hold on this bill, which would allow you and I to see where Congress is spending our money. You've got a couple of senators in there that are trying to stop you and I from finding out what these dirty people are up to.
Okay.
And it sounds like you may not have email access, but I'm just amazed that I probably got 45 or 50 requests here for this information, the combination of the credit card scam and the business on this bill. Which, after I get off the air, it may be a little bit later this evening, I'll be responding to all those folks and sending that information out.
Okay. And
I hate to do this. I've got to cut you off because I've got to take care of network business, and I'm only down to about 4 or 5 minutes. Give us a call another time, Fred. I appreciate it very much. Okay, he's gone. It's always a thrill to me to have a first-time caller. We've got a lot of folks who've been longtime supporters of this network who are, you know, pretty well call all the shows. Everybody gets to know who they are. You get to know folks on a first-name basis. I would like to have spent more time with Fred, and I certainly don't like cutting folks off, but we are under time limitations. Certainly, we talked a little bit earlier about Gary North talking about how in 1970 you could literally still buy a quarter-ounce British gold sovereign for $10.
dollars. Now, obviously, we can't do that today, although the dollars we have is probably worth, you can figure out the math. It's no big problem. I happen to like British sovereigns. I don't think that's news to anybody. We've not really made a particular offer on them for 3 to 4 weeks. We've been concentrating on some other exceptional buys we have. But when I was given 40 minutes notice this afternoon and I was asked to fill in for John, we put a package together that I say to you will only, this price will only be good for 1 hour after this program is off the air. So you got about 1 hour and 10 minutes to take advantage of this. But if you were to call right now, there's no one here to answer the phone because, frankly, we're on the air. Let me tell you what we rounded up today. We got some XF, that's extra fine, to about uncirculated British sovereigns. These are the King Edwards and King Georges, minted from 1902 to 1904. I have made no bones about it. Sovereigns are my favorites because there's no other fractional gold coin in the world that has the recognizability of the sovereign. Whether you go to Canada, to South America, South Africa, you get into the Asian area, Pakistan, India, certainly in Russia, as I've reiterated so many times, these pieces are used by almost every spy agency all over the world is part of a survival pack, you know, be able to buy food, medical assistance, barter your way out of a potential hostage situation. Certainly military and Air Force pilots from around the world carry them as part of their survival kits. Why shouldn't you have them as part of your survival kit? Right now, today, as of close of business, I went over to a couple of the key sites. If you go to Kitco right now, you'll find they are offering quarter-ounce gold American Eagles, modern-day bullion coins. Modern-day bullion coins could very easily be susceptible to another prohibition against gold ownership. They're running $175 a piece. Why would I spend that kind of money? I want the gold content. I want to stretch my money as far as I can. You can call Republic Trading Group tonight. Up until 7:10 p.m. Eastern time is cut off tonight because I can only reach our supplier so long. We'll get you some of these XFAU British sovereigns, $157 a piece. That is $18 less than a quarter-ounce gold American Eagle. That is the best price spread I have seen ever, ever. Now, here's the caveat. You've got to make a purchase, a minimum purchase of 20 coins. That's a half roll in order to get that $157 per coin price. All orders are plus $20 shipping and handling. If you can't afford 20, if 20 is not in your budget tonight, you want to call us and order 5 coins, 10, 12 coins, whatever, you can do that. You're going to pay a slightly higher price at $164 per coin. Still less than a quarter ounce gold eagle. Certainly not as good as the multi, but you know what? We realize that people are at different economic levels. Their pocketbooks, their momentary budget can only go so far. Several things happen when you buy these gold sovereigns from Republic Trading Group. First and foremost, you're helping to prepare for the uncertainty of the future for your own family. That's first and foremost. Secondarily, and yet it's the one we appreciate the most, you are supporting the endeavors of the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's the reason to go. You want to go somewhere else? You want to do your shopping? You want to pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, Jeff, what's your price on MS-64 Liberties? And I give you a price that nobody in the country will touch, and you still don't call back and do business? Then it tells me you have no loyalty to what this network stands for and what it's attempting to do. Make that call tonight. If gold is what you're wanting to do, take advantage of this dip, as one of my clients did today. He targeted 615. I called him this morning and told him at that time it was 614.80, and he said, buy it. Now, didn't ask me what, didn't ask me how much, he just said, buy it. Got a long-term relationship with this client. That's what he does. And we have other clients that do much the same. They don't nitpick with the nickels and dimes and the pennies because they know Robbie and I are going to take care of our clients. We work very hard to make it right for you. Call us tonight, 1-800-691-7898. Ask for, you know, you'll get a hold of either Robbie or myself. You dial 1 for me, you dial 2 for Robbie.
You may have to wind up leaving a voicemail. We may have to get back to you. If you call us before 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight, is it 10 or 11? It's almost 6 here, 7, 8, 9, yeah. If you call us before 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight and we get your message, we will honor the price no matter what happens, up, down, or sideways. $157 each for these XFAU sovereigns. You want brilliant uncirculated? Expect to pay $5 to $6 more. We'll be glad to help you. But got to make that call. Take advantage of it now. This, I think, is going to be near probably one of the last go-arounds in the low $600 figure. We may have another $5, $6, $7 blip one way or the other tomorrow. We don't know. I stop second-guessing it, and so should you. The time to have bought would have been a year ago. But you know what? That's a year ago. Today's today. Do what you have to do. We still have some of these available at that price. After the supply is exhausted, we may have to go back and pay a higher price. Maybe we'll pay lower. I don't know. I don't care. Yes, you shouldn't either. This is a great buy. It's an exceptional way to begin putting gold away. It's still a tremendously good price. Tremendously good price. And that's what we're here to do. Great coin, great product, great prices. Everybody benefits out of this. Remember something. You're not spending your money. You're converting your money. As Fred talked about, as the years are coming down the road, the paper's not going to have a lot of value. And as the paper continues to decline in value, don't pay attention to the day-to-day. It's the long-term we have to take a look at. As the paper continues to decline, the gold is going to hold and maintain a purchasing power like nothing we've ever seen before. Raging bull market? Yes, it is. It's taking a little nap right now, but not for much longer. September's around the corner. Call us tonight, 1-800-691-7898. I want to thank the network for several folks. John, for allowing me to sit in for him for 2 hours tonight. Certainly has been beneficial for the network. Robbie should be back with us tomorrow night. Make that call now, 1-800-691-7898. On behalf of Robbie Noel, the network, and myself, I'm out of here. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.